السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدعاء: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الغفلة والقسوة، إلى آخر الدعاء. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzat to send His special mercies, blessings and salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and all those who follow in their footsteps till the end of time. May Allah make us from amongst them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here today. It is another beautiful day, Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah. The weather is good and the day is the best of days, mashallah. And on the day of Jum'ah, as a mu'min, as a Muslim, we should have a special feeling in our heart, because it's a special day. Allah is giving us another opportunity. Allah is giving us another chance. So may Allah make this Jum'ah fruitful. May He make it beneficial for our dunya and for our akhirah. Our topic of discussion for today is on one word. And the Prophet ﷺ made dua and he asked Allah for protection from this. In the dua, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal ghafla. That, O Allah, I seek your refuge, I seek your protection from ghafla. So this is the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Now what is ghafla? Anyone knows? What is ghafla? MashaAllah, heedlessness, also translated as forgetfulness, negligence. This is just like a loose translation. But all these, this definition falls under the word ghafla. So in the Sharia, we will say the best translation will be heedlessness. So it makes a person forget about the purpose of their existence. It makes a person heedless about Allah, heedless about Sunnah, heedless about Akhirah, heedless about the grave, heedless about hellfire, heedless about paradise, and the list goes on. So in a summary, it's a person becomes addicted to this world, as a result of which it makes him negligent, forgetful, and heedless about all the matters of Akhirah and the hereafter. This will be the translation of ghafla. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the dua, he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal ghafla. That, O Allah, I seek refuge. Protect me from this sickness, the sickness of ghafla. The ulama have identified it as one of the sicknesses of the heart. Like how we have jealousy and malice and hatred. So this is also one of the sicknesses of the heart. In the first verse, in the opening verse of Suratul Anbiya, which is the 17th juz of the Quran, and the ayah is very short, it's one line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. اِقْتَرَبَ, from the word قَرِيب, mankind, human beings, are coming close to the time where they have to give hisab, reckoning before Allah. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ, but Allah says, they are in ghafla, they are in negligence, they are in heedlessness about this hisab. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. مُعْرِضُونَ means, and they have turned away. They're turning a blind eye, as if it's not going to happen. So very, very powerful verse. Now one or two reflections on this verse before we move on. This verse of the Quran is revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam how many years ago? What year is now? 1447. More than 1400 years ago, this verse of Quran was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what Allah is saying? Iqtaraba, qareeb. The reckoning is close. But it was revealed 1400 years ago. So ponder and reflect over this. Iqtaraba linnasi hisabuhum. Man is coming close to the time where he has to give hisab, accountability. Now let's put it into context. Someone was, Allah protect and save us all, but someone was taken for court, to a court procedure, and now he doesn't know if he's going to be jailed or free. Tomorrow is the court, the verdict. Will you be able to sleep tonight? Someone is out of a job for very long. Okay, we're going to make a decision. We got a few candidates, but your name, if your name is mentioned, it's going to be tomorrow. How will you be the day before? You'll be uneasy. You won't be able to sleep. You won't be able to eat properly also. Someone's waiting for their examination marks. They've written an exam. They've paid a lot for it. A lot depends on it. And the decision is coming up. It's very close. You'll be aware. You'll be waiting. You'll be, you know, in anticipation. You'll be restless, you'll be worried. This is the message that Allah is giving in this verse. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, that the hisab and reckoning of man is very close, Allah is saying. Close. But man is in وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَ. Man is in negligence with regards to this. Now, there are many characteristics of a person who is in غَفْلَ, who is in negligence. One of the characteristics that is mentioned in the Quran, Allah says, now this is, you know, it's a test for you and I to see, do I fall in this category or not? And to what extent? So in Surah Rum, Allah says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That it, when it comes to the matters of this world, they fully acquainted. They know it very well. But when it comes to the matters of the year after, Allah said they are ghafil. They are heedless. So ask them about property. Ask them about investment. Ask them about sports. Ask them about cars. Ask them about Bitcoin. Ask them about this and that. Everything, they know it. But anything about akhirah, hey, you know what, I don't know. How many fara'id in salah? How many fard of wudu? How do I do this? How can you read Quran correctly? No, you know what, hey, this is, I need to still fix this up. But when it comes to matters of dunya, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They fully acquainted everything, any subject. They can just rattle it off. But when it comes to akhirah, then Allah says they are ghafil. And something to ponder off in this verse, Allah says, وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. If Allah had to say, وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ, that would have sufficed. The meaning would have been transmitted. But the whom is mentioned twice. And when this is done in Arabic, then it gives an emphasis. Allah is emphasizing that any matters of the year after, they are negligent. Not only negligent, very negligent. as if it's not even going to happen. So this is one characteristic that Allah makes mention of in the Quran. Now, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When Allah is mentioned, then the word that is used in Quran, اشْمَأَزَّتْ, Allah says they become disgusted. Hey, you know what, don't talk about this now, man. Let's talk about it later, brother. You know what, it is a program. No, I just realized I got another meeting. I got this on. Anything to do with deen, they're taking a back step. اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِ. Any other subject matter, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Hey, let's talk more. Even if the game goes into extra time, alhamdulillah, we're happy. Then there's more enjoyment. So this is in Quran, in Surah Zumar, Allah makes mention of this. Now, coming back to this, we're speaking about ghafla, we're speaking about who are the ghafilun, the characteristics highlighted in the Quran. First we're looking at Quran, if time permits, then we're going to go to the hadith. So Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. And we created لِجَهَنَّمْ, for جَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Many human beings, many jinnat. Now Allah is highlighting their quality, their characteristics. Who are these? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but their hearts do not perceive. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبَصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they cannot see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears by which they cannot hear. So this is mentioned. We'll come back to this part. Then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Such people, they are like an'am. An'am means cattle. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like cattle. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. No, actually they're not like cattle. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They're worse than cattle. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Such are those who are heedless. We're talking about the word ghafla. At the end of the verse, Allah makes mention of this. Ulaika humul ghafilun. Now let's go back to the ayah. Allah said here, ulaika kal an'am, that the people with this characteristic of ghafla, they are like an'am. They're like cattle. Allah never say kal hayawanat, like animals. What's the reason? The reason is because if you look at what's cattle, cattle is cows, sheep, goats, this is cattle. Right? Qurbani wasn't so long ago, actually it's, time is moving so fast. But, we slaughter the Qurbani animal, these are the cattle. Why not kal hayawanat, like animals? Because when you look at the lion is alert. When you look at the fox is alert. But these, the cattle, the one goat sees his brother getting slaughtered, he's standing in the line. He's just standing there, carrying on. So, Allah says, these people that are heedless, they are like cattle. No, actually, balhum adal, they're worse than cattle. How can they be worse than cattle? Because the cattle is fulfilling its purpose of existence. The cow is plowing the land. It's providing milk. It's providing flesh. It's getting slaughtered. That's the purpose for which it was created. But oh human being who has become heedless, you are not even fulfilling the purpose of your existence. So Allah says, Balhum adal. You are even worse than them. Ulaika kal an'am. They are like cattle. Balhum adal. No, actually worse. Ulaika humul ghafilun. They are the ones who are heedless. Allah protect and save us from heedlessness, brothers, in every aspect of our life. So this verse, now, these people, Allah says, they got hearts, but they cannot perceive. They got eyes, but they cannot see. What does it mean? Their hearts, their physical hearts are there, but they cannot comprehend the truth. They have physical eyes, they can see, but they're not using it to see the greatness of Allah. Their eyes are not bringing them, not reminding them about Allah. Why? Because they're using it in haram avenues. Their ears, they have physical ears. They can hear physically, but they cannot hear the truth. When haq is mentioned, then they cannot hear it. They cannot digest it. This is what is meant in this verse of the Quran. Now there's many other characteristics of the people of ghafla and heedlessness. But there's no, we're running out of time, so I'm gonna stop here on this. We need to see, is this quality in our life? Is it in my and your life? Sometimes we're sitting in a talk, sometimes we're reading the Quran from cover to cover. We're doing so many things, but is there a change in my heart? Is my life getting better or not? Am I just doing it as a ritual and as a routine? And it's not that the awarenessness, the closeness of Allah is not there. Or it's not increasing. Then there's something wrong. Now, in the next few minutes, let's look at the cure. What is the cure for ghaflat? Which is mentioned to us in the Quran and in the hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if I got ghaflat, and everyone might have it to a certain extent, and this will depend and vary on each individual. Some might have it to a lesser degree than others. But the first cure for ghaflat is tawbah, as is for many of the spiritual sicknesses, to make sincere tawbah. Sometimes we don't even realize we have this sickness or this malady, a spiritual malady. So we ask, we make sincere tawbah. Now, on the day of Jum'ah, in the masjid, we can make this dua in our heart. Oh Allah, I ask of you repentance from ghaflat. It was in my life, Ya Allah. So many things. I'm showing heedlessness. And I'm asking sincere, genuine repentance from my heart now in the masjid. We can make this dua. So we make a sincere and genuine tawbah and repentance, number one. When we do this, then inshallah Allah will help us with the next steps. This is number one. Number two is remembrance of Allah. In Suratul A'raf, this is mentioned. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wadhkur rabbaka fi nafsik," and remember your Rabb. Remember Allah within yourself. Tadarru'an wa khifatan, with humility, with fear. تَدَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً دُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not be from amongst those who are ghafil. Do not be from amongst those who are heedless. By remembering Allah within yourself, with humility, with humbleness, with fear, morning and evening. So the remembrance of Allah prevents and protects a person from heedlessness. Now, in the morning we make some adhkar, we performing our salah, we reciting Quran. This is all forms of dhikr. When our tongue is engaged in dhikr, it will prevent us from sin. So if someone is doing something wrong, whatever it is, even if someone is smoking, now before he smokes, he's not going to say Bismillah. When he finishes, he's not going to say Alhamdulillah, because he's doing something wrong. If a person is doing a wrong action, they're not going to take the name of Allah. But when a person is doing good actions, then he's going to take the name of Allah. So the remembrance of Allah protects a person from sin and also protects one from heedlessness. This is the cure that is mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the remembrance of Allah. Number three, and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can fall also under this category. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Man qama bi ashri ayatin lam yakum min al-ghafilin." Whoever recites 10 verses of the Quran, in man qama, who stands up, so in qiyam. The ulama explained this to mean that this is at the time of tahajjud, when he stands up for qiyam. He reads 10 verses. 10 verses, he won't be counted from amongst those who are heedless. لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And Fajr is quite late, Isha is early. If we can't get up before Fajr, even after the witr, perform 2 rakat salah with the intention of tahajjud, qiyamul layl, read 10 verses. 10 verses is Surah Fatiha and Qul Wallahu Ahad. You'll make it to 10. Read this to practice on this hadith. Man qama bi ashri ayatin, whoever recites 10 verses, Allah will not record them from those who are heedless. We're speaking of ghafla. This is number 3. Number 4 is that stay away from extra entertainment. Now this might have not been there previously. You know, the ulama would say no entertainment. But if I tell you that now, you're going to say, brother, be realistic. Be realistic. It doesn't make sense if I say stay away from entertainment. Everyone is on their phone. The reality is they are spending some time, whatever time, on your phone. And some of it might be for entertainment. You might be listening to something. It may be even spiritual or listening to a talk or whatever it may be. But limit it. Because many a times we start off innocently. You start off listening to a talk, but then before you know it, you end up listening to something else. Hey, how to plant some seeds here. And then it goes to something else, something else. Before you know it, 1 hour has passed. 2 hours has passed. And a person becomes, this leads them towards ghafla, towards heedlessness. So stay away from extra entertainment. Another remedy, and this remedy is in the Quran as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to help you be alert, to help you stay away from ghafla, be in good company. Be in good company. Surah Kahf, in Surah Kahf this verse is there. MashaAllah, those of us that haven't recited our Surah Kahf for today, we still have some time after Jummah, let's try and recite it. But Allah says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا. This is the word. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, in summary, that be with the company of those who remember Allah morning and evening. Being in good company will make us, will remind us about Allah. This is one of the most easiest ways to stay away from heedlessness. And brothers, what a perfect opportunity we have in Durban this weekend. We have a gathering, the Ijtima that is taking place. It is, mashallah, people gathering for this purpose, to remind us about our purpose of existence. Remind us about the Akhirah. Remind us about the importance of Salah. What extent of Deen is in my life? So people will be gathering, will be coming here for this purpose. Sometimes it's the Ijtima is far, so we have an excuse, you know, maybe to travel, time, whatever it may be. Now there's no excuse. The Ijtima is on our doorstep. We should all make a point of visiting the Ijtima. And sometimes we'll go to the Ijtima, but Shaitan will make us heedless in the Ijtima. He'll say, let's go see what's on the menu. So that's no problem to see that. But go for the main purpose. What's on the menu at the restaurants? We can always do that every other weekend. But what is the purpose, the objective of the Ijtima? Let me sit in the gathering. So many people's lives change for the better. Let me also go and listen to what is being said. So let's all make an intention to take out some time. We'll be in good suhbah. It'll save us from heedlessness. And it'll take this quality out of our life and it'll make us aware as well. So this is one of the remedies. My time is up. There's still 1 or 2 points, but I'm not going to mention that. I'm going to recap very quickly. We discussed about ghafla. Ghafla means making a person heedless, negligent, forgetful about matters of the Akhirah. And we spoke about the characteristics. How do we identify this characteristic in my life? Allah says, ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Acquainted with matters of this world and unfamiliar with the matters of Akhirah. We spoke about the characteristic that Allah compared these such people to cattle. But nay, they are worse than cattle. They are the ones who are heedless. And then we spoke about the cure. What were the cures? One is tawbah, repentance. Second, we said, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reciting 10 verses minimum in salah, in tahajjud, in qiyamul layl. Allah will save us from this. Then we spoke about, what was the other one? Good company. Was there any more mentioned? That was it. The other ones we don't have time. Inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq, we'll mention this on another occasion. Allah protect us. We conclude with the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with which we started. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal ghafla wal qaswa. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge and protection from heedlessness and qaswa. Qaswa means hard-heartedness. So when a person becomes heedless, that makes his heart hard. Allah grant us all strong and good hearts that are soft and receptive to his words, to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.